It's Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Twitter and Facebook suspend social media accounts linked to a Chinese disinformation campaign targeting the Hong Kong protests. Meanwhile, the White House is kicking around the idea of a payroll tax cut to avoid a recession before the 2020 election. And lastly, Ilhan Omar urges her fellow Democrats to visit Israel and report on the, quote, cruel reality of the occupation.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
On Monday, Twitter and Facebook announced the removal of Chinese state-backed social media campaigns aimed at undercutting the massive protests underway in Hong Kong. Twitter said it suspended nearly 1,000 accounts that were linked to a Chinese propaganda operation focused on Hong Kong, where protesters oppose a bill that would allow authorities to extradite criminal suspects to mainland China. The accounts were suspended for violating Twitter's policies against spam and fake accounts, but the social network said the account's aim was to instigate political discord in Hong Kong and weaken the political positions of the protest movement on the ground. The Washington Post reports that a panicked White House is considering a temporary payroll tax cut to stimulate the economy and avoid a recession. The administration's discussions about a possible cut have only begun in the past few days, the paper reported, and specific details have not yet been decided on. The payroll tax was last cut during the Obama administration to encourage consumer spending through the Great Recession, but went back up in 2013. 38% of economists surveyed by the National Association of Business Economics. Why does that sound like a fake organization? The National Association of Money Dollars. 38% of economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics said they believe a slowing economy will tip into recession in 2020, while 34% predict that it will occur in 2021. That's up from 25% in a survey taken in February.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib criticized Israel during a press conference on Monday for denying them entry to the country and called on fellow members of Congress to visit while they cannot. Omar and Tlaib, the first two Muslim American women in Congress, both support the nonviolent boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, otherwise known as the BDS movement, otherwise known as supporting Americans' right to protest, otherwise known as supporting freedom of speech. The Congresswomen were blocked from entering Israel and the occupied territories for those views, but the real motivation may have been a push from Donald Trump. Omar highlighted support from fellow Democrats who called for a moratorium on visiting Israel until both Tlaib and Omar could go to the country without restrictions. Omar said lawmakers should go anyway to see the reality of the occupation, saying, quote, "We cannot let Trump and Netanyahu succeed in hiding the cruel reality of the occupation from us." And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A group of students at Pacifica High School in Garden Grove, California, gave a Nazi salute and sang a Nazi song during an award ceremony last year, according to a video reviewed by the Daily Beast. It's the second such incident in the region in the last year. Politico reports that Planned Parenthood has pulled out of the Title X federal family planning program rather than comply with a new Trump administration rule barring federally funded clinics from referring patients to abortion providers. From the AP, U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr on Monday shook up the leadership of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, removing its acting chief following the suicide of financier Jeffrey Epstein in a New York City jail. And finally, from YouCan'tMakeThisStuffUp.com, a Bernie Sanders softball game sparked a last-minute controversy after Bernie sent an email to supporters promoting the game between his campaign staff and members of the press corps. CNN and ABC News have since pulled out of the event, not wanting to be associated with a, quote, campaign fundraising effort.
Quicker quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.